This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another busy week as lawmakers move to their mid-session recess.
Substitute for House
the week began with hours spent on a measure aimed at public sector employees. Senator Bob Bondra of Lake St. Louis handles House Bill 251 in the upper chamber.
Much of the discussion of labor reform this session has been devoted to private sector labor issues, such as right to work and prevailing wage. But just as important is labor reform in the public sector.
During discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City called this proposal another example of how this session is, in his words, the opposition session.
Almost every bill that we've heard so far has been in some way an attempt to stamp out or weaken those who disagree with the majority's agenda.
Late Monday night, House Bill 251 was set aside for a future talk. It was brought back the following evening. During the second evening of discussions, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton said he believes this proposal follows a pattern.
There have been a handful of bills that have been something other than working to make life harder for Missouri workers, but it has been one bill after another.
House Bill 251 has been set aside for future talks.
This
week also saw a lengthy debate on a measure aimed at enhancing job training in Missouri. Senator Jay Wasson of Nixa sponsors Senate Bill 10, legislation that seeks to modify the Missouri Works and the Missouri Works training programs.
Do you have a well-trained workforce? That is in the top two or three questions, whether they're a company that is already in your state and expanding, or whether they're a company that is considering coming to your state.
Missouri senators gave preliminary approval to Senate Bill 10 on Tuesday evening. Late Thursday morning, the proposal was sent to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Bill 153 is the extra.
Additionally, a measure designed to update another aspect of rules that govern Missouri courtrooms moves to the Missouri Senate. Senator Doug Leibel of Poplar Bluff handles House Bill 153, which would modify provisions relating to expert witnesses.
The question House Bill 153 is answering is this. How do we know if an expert witness is truly an expert if the information he or she testifies to be reliable?
During discussion, Senator Sifton mentioned he has had concerns about this in past years.
I kind of analogize the process that we've gone through to what we did on the medical malpractice cap bill. Just so happened that was also a three-year process.
House Bill 153 has been truly agreed to and finally passed. It now awaits executive branch action.
No further business coming before.
Lawmakers are currently on mid-session recess and will return to Jefferson City on March 20th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.